Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host again, as usual. We'd like to thank our sponsors, you the people. And if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call 530-221-0101. And, you know, if you have any information that we you think we should be aware of, that would be a good place to call, or any guests that you'd like to get on the program. Today is August 31st, 2013. And you're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio, home of the No Fear Radio Station, Community Radio. I'm here in the studio.
All of the above.
All of the above. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our all-around great gal and extraordinary person.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's been gallivating all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
She's been painting the countryside.
Wedding red. After wedding, huh?
Wedding after wedding.
She's like a wedding crasher now.
Done. I'm done. She's done. Over it.
Put a fork in her. Okay, so again, today is August 31st. It's the last day of August, in case you really didn't want to do the math. And so, let's see, we're streaming worldwide, KCNR1460.com. If you want to go to the chat room, you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook, Mark E. Kent. First quote, and then we'll do the veterans event.
All right.
First quote is, some people think only intellect counts. Knowing how to solve problems, knowing how to get by, knowing how to identify an advantage and seize it. But the functions of intellect are insufficient without courage, love, friendship, compassion, and empathy. Dean Koontz.
Wow.
So, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was.
So you're up.
Okay. Well, to start with, we have Shasta College Veterans Club Veterans Appreciation Day coming up. That's on September 4th from 9 a.m. to 2. It's a hot dog barbecue that's starting at 11 o'clock. They will post the colors at 9:30. So, again, that's out at the college. And this is to show appreciation for the veterans. Also coming up in September, we have Shasta County Cook-Off with Missing in America Project. That will be done at the fairgrounds September 28th from 12 to 7. Admission is $10. They'll be doing a cook-off with tri-tip, chicken, St. Louis ribs, all kinds of good stuff going on down there. Also, I just got in that Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Reefs Across America, on September 21st, will be doing like a concert at the Anderson River Park. So if you're interested in that, you can call 396-2426. And then I just have one last thing I want to mention. Missing in America Project will be doing what they call Fall Honors Out West. This will start on October 1st. They will be burying up to 136 veterans in 4 states. So, they have a really big mission. If you'd like to sponsor them or want more information, give Fred a call at 226-9900.
And they're putting, reefs up or wreaths up?
Well, it's Reefs Across America.
I think that's pronounced wreaths.
That's what I said.
It's the reef of America. That's like, it's a reef.
That's at Anderson River Park on the 21st, okay? I'll remember the correction when it's your turn up and you miss
it. Yeah, rub it in.
That's right. But again, You know, Missing in America Project does a lot of great things, so let's show our support for them out there.
Get out there and support those guys. So, I'm not sure if we're going to have a guest today or not. We've had
we're supposed to be, but
somebody screwed up on the
I don't know. I confirmed it on Monday. Everything was good. Haven't been able to get a hold of them.
Oh, we do have a guest.
See there? Ha, ha, ha.
Well, we thought it was going to be Mark Baird. At least I thought it was going to be Mark Baird. But it's actually going to be Bill Chappelle. And then I think next week is Mark Baird.
No, it is George Runner.
Oh, George Runner's next week.
Jan Hanks about the fire tax. So, you see, who's all screwed up this morning? It's not me.
But you can't pronounce, you can't pronounce wreath correctly.
You know what?
Never mind. Okay.
Savannah, run to the button. Run to the button.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to have Bill Chappelle in here with us this morning. I'm totally unprepared, but what's new, you know? So we'll just go with it. I have all of these stories that I had lined up just in case nobody showed up. But, you know, hey, I got to go over a couple of them anyway before we get started. This is – I got one here from – this is Dan from Squirrel Hills blog at danfromsquirrelhills.wordpress.com. And this is a great one. I'm not going to have time to go through it, but it's Obama supporters will go hysterical over the well-sourced list of 252 examples of his lying, law-breaking, corruption, and cronyism. Now, we got 252 and climbing
because we
haven't invaded Syria yet.
So
that'll be 253. But yeah, it's getting to the point of absolute stupidity. And I kind of wanted to touch on this Syria thing a little bit. You know, does anybody believe this administration tells the truth?
Well, I hope not.
A little pregnant pause there.
Yeah.
Dramatic effect. Well, you know, there's stories coming out that this whole thing has been set up. You know, there's evidence mounting that the military government currently ruling Egypt has decided to embarrass the Obama administration with, you know, as part of a strategy to suppress the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And so there's just, you know, Obama's source on, Syrian chemical weapons is Israel's NSA, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know who to believe anymore because Syrians and, this is another one. Syrians from in Ghouta claim, I don't even know what Ghouta is, it's like a cheese, Ghouta. I don't even know where that's at. This is from InfoWars. Claim Saudi supplied rebels behind chemical attacks. So the question here is, do you believe that the Obama administration would lie to us to get us into a war?
I'm sure they would. they've been lying about everything. I mean,
the question is, do you believe that the Obama administration ever tells the truth?
That would be more to the point.
And so I'm just have to ask, you know, why are we going after Syria at this point? You know, we get no congressional approval. I mean, are we just going to start firebomb? We're just going to, do an air?
We're not even sure if all that their reporting took place the way they said it did.
And I mean, it couldn't be that there's weapons of mass destruction inside the country that we'll have to find after we get there. Does this remind you of anything like Bush in Iraq? You know, And back then, what cracks me up is on the left side of the aisle, they're going, don't go in there. It's illegal war. There's no proof. And now now the left side's going in there. Go in there.
Yeah. They can't wait to get in there.
Give them a missile strike. Oh, but we're not really going to do anything. We're just going to do a missile strike off of the, you know, shot over the bow. It's really not going to cause World War III or nothing, I hope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, so it's just to the point of craziness because you can't get any truth on the media, it seems like, about anything. And so we're wandering around here wondering what the truth is. And you know something? I would not be shocked at all if this was a setup from Israel's side of the coin because, you know, do they have any axe to grind against Iran and Syria? So, who knows? I mean, but the real deal is, you can't believe anything that you hear
you can't.
On Fox, because they're, you know, they're attack, 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 attack. We got the neocons on one side, and now the liberals attack, attack. You know, so it's just ridiculous.
And we want to get in there because Syria's bombing Syria.
Well, no, Syria's gassing Syrians.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, or somebody, you know, or they're being gassed by the Syrians who are our enemies. So I'm not sure, you know, who the enemies are here, because if Al-Qaeda is gassing our enemies, the Syrians, I'm thinking, well, let them gas. I mean, you know, I don't want to see any women and children or anything, but you know something? I'm not sure we want to get our boys in the middle of that so that they can get gassed too.
Right.
For what? So,
yeah, exactly. For what?
For what? For what? What do we got to gain? What national security is at risk here? What imminent danger, which is the qualification for the president in order to attack another country without congressional approval?
Interesting.
Anyway, with that, I think we got to go to a break, and we'll come back with our guest, Bill Chappell.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
And we're back.
We're back on Carefree Highways. I gotta hit one more thing here before.
Carefree Highways is a good idea. Where is it?
Yeah, exactly. I gotta hit one more thing here on the Fukushima, deal. That, gee, this, you know, the mainstream media either doesn't tell you anything, just completely blacks it out, or they twist and lie. But here's a complete blackout. This is actually from Bloomberg. It's just now coming out. This is Bloomberg.com. Russia offers Fukushima cleanup help. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, I think it's important to kind of everybody know that I wouldn't be eating a lot of fresh fish out of the Pacific these days. Because there could be a radiation problem, I'm just saying. Russia has repeated an offer made 2 years ago to help Japan clean up its accident-ravaged Fukushima nuclear station. welcoming Tokyo Electric Power Company, TAPCO, you know, the decision to seek outside help. As Tokyo Electric pumps thousands of metric tons of water through the wrecked Fukushima station to cool its melted cores, the tainted runoff was found to be leaking into the groundwater and the ocean. What could go wrong? The approach to cooling and decommissioning the station will need to change and include technology developed outside of Japan if the cleanup is to succeed. And, gee, the question after that is, what if it doesn't succeed? And so, this is from Vladimir Asmolov, not related to Isaac, first deputy director of, whoa, that's a big word, Rosenergotam, the state-owned Russian nuclear utility. In our globalized nuclear industry, we don't have national accidents. They're all international, said Asimov. Since Japan's government took over in December, talks on cooperating between two countries on the Fukushima cleanup have turned positive. Hey, I'm feeling so much better now.
Yeah.
You know, they're pumping, you know, tons and tons and tons of water into the Pacific Ocean, not the specific ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and specifically the Pacific. And so, sorry. But when you look at how the heats have fanned out from Japan, if you look at a heat map, it's all over the whole ocean into our coast. I'm just saying, if you're eating fresh food, fresh seafood out of the Pacific, you might want to sit down with a Geiger counter before you take a bite.
Well, you want to be careful eating fish anyway. I mean, you could get it from China and, you know, well, the chicken coops, you know, they're feeding
fish. Yeah, yeah.
So,
well,
I mean, yeah,
you know, so,
take your choice. You want to glow or, you know.
Well, we got a bunch of stuff dying off the coast, the whales and the dolphins and all these fish. And nobody knows anything. Nothing's going on. You know, our mainstream media just is like, they're like in an elevator, you know, you know, nothing happening here. No warnings, no nothing. But I would, you know, so if the mercury doesn't get you, maybe the radiation will. But I would be thinking, you know, a little more carefully about getting fish and where it's coming from.
Yeah. Maybe skip that out of your diet this week.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea.
You know, I don't know. Some fresh salmon and some iodine pills. Hey, you know, could be good. Just saying, a little broccoli or asparagus on the side. Now, let's get back to our guest, Bill, here. Sorry. that just rides, obviously that one's riding high on, you know, that's a burr under my saddle, so to speak. But, let's talk about the United Nations Wetland Project, Bill. Let's talk about these road closures. We went to the one meeting, and by the way, good morning, Bill.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, we just only have so much time and I just want to get right to it. You know, the United Nations Wildlands Project is a plan to rewild over 50% of America and to make it off limits to humans. I'm reading this right off of the Save the Trails, .us Wildlands Project, .. You know, that's what these guys are saying. This is the Agenda 21 thing. They, you know, I'm looking at this map going, where does everybody live? I guess they don't. So, you know, what they're saying here is they're going to close down everything. They're going to close down the forest roads, you know, and you know, you can live in a little, apartment, you know, 10 by 10 like they do in Tokyo and they look like sardines. I think that's what they're looking for here.
Well, you know, at that meeting that we were at, they said that they weren't decommissioning any roads. And that's funny. I know somebody whose friend got hired too. Decommission the roads. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go back to let's go back to the 252 lies that the Obama administration.
I don't know why you'd hire anybody. I mean, you know, just have them on standby, I guess, huh?
Well, that's what they do. Yeah.
Well, when you look at this, Mark, I mean, it's pretty scary, you know, and if you want to continue with it, the yellow areas, they say, are highly regulated, but then it says, is your home in a yellow area where the housing will ultimately be prohibited through increase in taxation and impossible regulations such as updating your home to current building code standards or being within a few miles of a fire or police station? Could your local rural fire or police station be closed due to lack of funding? Well, we're seeing that right now, making all homes in your area nonconforming and unusable. And so when you look at the yellow zones and the red zones and compared to the green zones, I don't know what your figure is there, but I think conservatively it's almost 80% of California is going to be tied up where you can't go. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, is there any green in Nevada at all?
There's little touches here and there around the Reno area.
Yeah, I see a little green area through the Las Vegas Strip.
Vegas. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, people don't believe me. Google, save the trails. This is their map. We're looking at it. And if you don't think these guys wouldn't like to have this imposed on us, this is why we got to get involved at the local level with the Board of Supervisors, putting pressure on the city council, whatever we got to do. And you got to get these, politicians, present company excluded here, because Bill's a good guy and he's actually trying to do something. But there's a bunch of other politicians out there that think this is all hooey or they're in on it. Take your pick. Either they are derelict of their duty of paying attention to what's going on around them, and, you know, okay, so we'll just stand over there at the and make money and pretend we're doing something, or there's something going on here. Oh, this Agenda 21 stuff. Oh, it's not really happening. It's not really happening. That's why they're decommissioning all our roads, right? Because it's not really happening.
Yeah, well, if you go backwards just a little ways in history, you know, Herbert Walker Bush, the old man, he signed on to Agenda 21. That's all public knowledge. You can look it up on the internet. And then Clinton ratified it with an executive order. And part of his Agenda 21 was he did close 3% of the roads, and that was the first step. And so it's been going on for a long time. It's just they're taking little tiny pieces, but lately now we're seeing huge chunks coming at us. Part of the Forest Service that went basically from an operation of taking care of the forests. They had tree cutting back then. They had private entities come in, cut the trees, paid the forest for the product and so forth. Cleaned the areas up, kept the underbrush down, to some degree. I can make one statement. The privately owned forests are way better managed than the Forest Service. But that is an inert statement in the fact that the forest doesn't manage their forests anymore at all other than by fire. So this has gone on for a long time, and what they try to do is they try to dilute the forest, and I hope people don't take this wrong, but what they did is they had a lawsuit from Jean C. Bernardi. She actually was a Berkeley graduate. I don't need to say anything more than that. I'm from that area.
People's Republic?
Yes, and especially in the time she was there in the 60s and 70s and civil rights movement and all kinds of different stuff she did. I don't need to get into all that right now. But this is actually a lady. It's G-E-N-E. Jean, spelled like a man, but it actually is a lady. And she got involved with trying to sue the Forest Service for discrimination. They didn't have enough female population in the Forest Service. And so and they went to court a few times, and they changed the venue around a little bit. First of all, it was in Region 5, which actually Region 5 is our region, okay? Region 5 is Kings River, Special Management Area, Sierra Nevada, Smith River, National Recreation Area, Six Rivers, National Forest Service, and Whiskeytown, Shasta Trinity National Recreation Area, and Trinity National Forest. So I actually saw this because I was up here in 78 and all the way through. I left Lakehead in 2012. And I was in resort business for 25 years. So I actually saw this taking place. I saw where we were actually, when I first got here, cutting trees. And we had actually people that worked in the forest. I think they were called lumberjacks. I can't exactly remember what their name was anymore. It's been so long ago, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be a little facetious. But anyways, there was some positive things going on. And then there was a behind the purpose on this thing because it was trying to dilute the Forest Service basically from what they manage the forest to where now they're just administrative, okay? And what it does is instead of being a Forest Service manager, it comes into like almost a social welfare state where they are actually just administrators. So they went from 55,000 employees to 250,000 employees over the years. That was prior to this. I don't know that they increased any land that they were managing. But what happened with this was called a consent decree, in D-E-C-R-E-E. And it was C-73-1110-SC. And they've actually got this thing through in the early 80s. And what it was is to be able to bring women on. They wanted 45% more women. And what it did, it took the when you had the male population of the Forest Service that was getting ready to be promoted to Rangers and so forth, it took them out. It stopped the promotion of existing management. And that was mostly men.
Okay, Bill, we're going to have to go to a break.
Up. Okay.
Oh, well, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, but unfortunately we have to go to a break. And the number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, we welcome currency and tax expert Mark Kent of North State Consultants and host of Sovereign Minds here on KCNR. As Congress gets ready to raise the debt ceiling for the 79th time since 1960, we'll talk about the state of our currency, the Federal Reserve, the IRS scandal, and more. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Yeah, you can crank that up, Savannah. We can just listen to music. Start time to dance. Yep, it's time to take a free ride. Only the ride's never free.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not now.
Cash. Never mind. I want to talk about this. We were on the break. I want to get into. I want to let you finish your thought, but I want to go into this regionalism stuff too. Because where were you at, and then let's kick over to this.
Okay, region. I can finish this part of it pretty quick, because what happened when they did this, okay, they brought in women that had the possible idea that maybe they could be able to have the ability to be in the Forest Service. And as it was in there, what happened is that they took them in, and they didn't have any fire management or anything, no schools. They just went to some schools. Which was no experience to actually fight fires, So basically what we can bring it down to is there's no experience on a hotline, which would be a fire. And you really have to have a lot of experience and years. And these guys come up through the Forest Service with years of experience, starting off with shovels and stuff and everything, and then they get into where they actually get into fire management and so forth. But they just don't start it right away. But some of these women were promoted. They had an opportunity to go down to San Luis Obispo where they had an accelerated course. I'm not for sure how long it was. I've got 1 year written down here. It could have been 6 months to 1 year.
Could have been 15 days.
It could, yeah, and it brought the women up. You know, they felt that they were the possible trait that they could actually be successful. So they put them in. And then what happened when they finished these courses, they got into the GS-11, GS-13 levels, which they were in the management levels with, if you look back and see what really happened, was with very little experience actually in the actual Forest Service. So
I remember this stuff. I actually worked for the Forest Service when I was I started when I was 14, and I actually worked up through till I was 18 in different places, California CDF and then the U.S. Department of Forestry. And I've seen that where we had girls coming in that were become supervisors, and they're basically college we call them college geeks because they really it was all book learning stuff. Mm-hmm. There was no actual experience in the forest and in the management, and they started running the show and getting promoted.
And that was all done through this consent decree, which fortunately or whatever, unfortunately it came there, but it was done by 1994. There's an open light here. If I can find this right away, we have H.R. 1526 now that they're trying to get passed through Congress. And that's a bill that will bring us back to being able to take care of our force and try and manage in the proper way. It's to restore employment and educational opportunities in and improve economic stability of the counties, containing Forest Service system land, while also reducing Forest Service management costs by ensuring such counties have a dependable source of revenue from the National Forest Service land, to provide a temporary extension of the secure rural schools and community self-demonstration.
Do you know who's
Determination Act?
Do you know who's sponsoring that bill?
It's here somewhere.
Don't stress.
It's who's sponsoring is Peter DeFazio.
Peter DeFazio. Yeah. I just like to keep track of
and
who's doing
United,
what.
That's actually the United States, Washington, D.C.
Right.
And this went to Congressman Doc Hastings, Washington, D.C.
Okay, cool.
And basically, the letter here just starts off, money doesn't grow on trees. But it gets into the fact that they're trying to go back and actually manage the forest back with basically cutting some of the trees that need to be cut. I mean, obviously, what happened here with the ladies coming in and then also the spotted owl, the forests have grown to the point to where now we burn them down. You know, we got the Ridge Fire. They're saying it's the largest one in history. But the fuel underneath the trees and everything now is huge. And
right.
So
yeah, there's no cleaning up of the forest. It used to be that you would have periodic burns. It would go through the undergrowth and burn it off, and then you would have logging that
exactly.
would clear the things out.
Yeah.
And that's not happening anymore. The fuels are building up, and in the last 10 to 15 years, we've seen the most amount of fires that we have seen in history, the hottest and the largest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And that's a byproduct of their mismanagement. So,
yep.
So let's talk about regionalism. I wanted to mention the fact that regionalism is a Soviet style system. People don't realize that, but that's the kind of system that they use in the Soviet Union, is that you have regional governments that control the local governments, and there's really no oversight from the local, people. Because you know, they don't have a say on the way the boards were set up or set being set up here, is that you might have, let's say, four counties and 12 people on the board, and the four counties each send one guy, and so the rest are not appointed or elected. They are appointed and not elected, and so you might have four counties with one guy giving a vote out of 12 people, so they really lose their say in this regional system. Now, obviously, that's not exactly right. I'm just kind of trying to give everybody the idea. But the idea that you lose control at the local level is absolutely correct.
That's correct. And what's happening with regionalism is it's being dictated to the legislators and everything, and it's taking some of the power out of their hands. You know, just for instance, okay, we voted on the Peripheral Canal, and now we've got the Delta Bay where they want to pull water right out of the Sacramento River. And all that really has to do with is water purity, okay? It's M&I water when it comes out of the Delta on the Tracy side, which is municipal and industrial water. When it comes in Sacramento River, it's drinking water quality. They want to get all the pesticides, herbicides, the minerals that could be in there and anything else that could be in that water out so they can clean it up. So that when they tried to do the peripheral canal before, we voted on it and we would vote it down. Now they're just doing it without a lot of people don't even know what's happening. It's a $25 billion project. Westlands Development put $20 million in to see it. They own over 1 million acres of land. And so, and you've got to wonder why they're doing it. And so what's happened is the public's not even aware of what's going on anymore. It's not even being discussed in the public arena where they actually can have a say. So, you know, for me, I'm saying right now, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, black, white, pink, or brown, you need to get active in some form of the government, some area that you feel like you don't have interest in, and just start getting interested, because let me tell you, they're coming at us with all guns out, and they are in a takeover mode. We see it in our colleges. We see it in our schools now with Common Core education and the regional government, like a lot of people don't understand. Actually, when the regional government got formed in the Soviet Union and got really strong, if you opposed it, you were just gone. That's all. You were,
yeah, they just, hey, where'd,
you just appeared.
Where did Ivan go? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't seen him for a while.
Yeah, they were gone.
Yeah, I mean, if people don't think it could get like that, really? Well, we've got a president that can drone strike anybody, or actually kill Americans on American soil now through the NDAA or the Patriot Act. I don't remember which one it is.
And now there is someplace, I think Illinois or Indiana, that they're teaching to the children that government is family.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I got some,
you know,
stuff on
and
that.
So I mean,
I got another thing here that talks about the fact that now they've listed anybody as an extremist who believes in the Constitution, who's a Christian. I mean, they got the list now going, and so if you don't think you're going to get singled out, and this is, and government has always been the best friend of man from the beginning of time, hasn't it?
I have a question in the chat room, Bill. Is there any other Board of Supervisors that are on board with you in fighting and getting the information out to the people of the county?
There's one that we hit. We've got three issues right now we're agreeing on, and that would be Les Baugh. And when I get into these realms right here, a lot of them feel that it's pretty abstract and they don't quite understand that that this is actually going on. But, you know, I got this information off the Internet. It's there for everybody to view. This is not secrets anymore, okay? We were talking earlier about the wetlands or the wilderness area or the wildlands, whatever you want to call them. One of the things that's occurring is to get the people moved into the city areas. What I want everybody to remember one thing is that we only have tied up 6% of America that is actually developed. So, I don't know. I've got a couple bullets here on this if you want me to hit them right now.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I was just looking up this article on the Pentagon. I got it pulled up now. This is from, Newsmax. Pentagon lumps evangelical Christians, Catholics with extremists. I mean, so if you believe in God and Jesus, you're an extremist and you need to probably be put in a FEMA camp.
Yeah, well, the Homeland Security guy had on his Facebook, you know, kill the white people and kill the Jews. And then they got him on administrative leave right now. I mean, the guy should be fired.
Probably on pay.
He's paid and going to get promoted.
Yes. You know, it's just like the guy, the Army guy, killed 13 people.
Yeah.
He's got $300,000 in back pay.
Yeah, they gave him the death sentence. They won't say he's a terrorist. And we'll just put, okay, we got him in prison, but, you know, hey, it's a workplace violence thing.
So we'll keep paying you.
Yeah, just keep paying the guy, whatever. You know, and, the government is so screwed up and out of control right now. And it's because what you're saying, Bill, the local people at every level in the country are not involved in anything and monitoring this stuff. And on top of that, we've got no journalism out there. These watchdogs are lapdogs, either paid or stupid. Take your pick. And I'm thinking of somebody in particular locally, but I'm not mentioning any names with the, you know, initials BR. But, was it B.O.?
One of those. It could be both.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I went off. I was ranting again. Sorry. Well, go to your bullet points, Bill.
Well, you know, I mean, basically, Florida has locked up a lot of their land by just taking over, okay? In 1990, they took over 2 million acres. the 50% of the wilderness of white lands are locked up right now. The IUNC, the International Unit for the Conservation of Nature, okay? Don't get carried away with these names, all right? These names are just, basically, they sound like they're freedom and they're for this and they're for that and they're not.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's these
this was created in the mid-80s by the United Nations, okay? And it's basically biological diversity. Diversity, okay? Who's the biggest polluter in the world? The people. Well, let's get rid of the people, okay? I mean,
hey, so. Population, great idea.
Then you got NGOs, you know, non-government organizations. Some of the non-government organizations are Friends of the Earth, Sierra Club, Earth First, National Wildlife Federation, Wildlands Forest. And they're all NGOs. So remember, don't get carried off by the names. So make sure when you, try to, send money to these people what they really represent. They actually have, the programs all have in common, they're gonna promote growth is what they say they're gonna promote. But with their
growth of government.
They're promoting the growth, yes, you know, basically they're gonna extinguish private property. Here's what's happening, and this is actually what's happening. They wanna take over the transfer, of the lands, to a land trust are directly owned by the government. How is that happening? We see it happening right now. What did Obama just pass not long ago? An inheritance tax. Okay. Now you got a big farm in Nebraska or somewhere that's worth a lot of money.
Can't pass
but
it on.
They don't generate a lot of dollars net. Right. Okay. A lot of expenses go out. So the parents die. They give it to the kids. Now they got this $10-20 million deal that they got to pay inheritance tax. They can't do it. The government steps in and says, we'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Bill. We're going to go to a break
here.
Yep,
we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
And let's forget about all this stuff and just let's bomb Syria.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Like a new man.
Yep. That's what we got. We got a bunch of magic men up there in the...
I don't know about that. But,
no, they're
that
magic.
All depends.
They are magic.
It's
they
just
are.
Magic, man. It's just magic.
Poof. Yeah. They're gone.
Poof. There you go. Exactly. Poof.
Yeah. So unbelievable. You can't even talk. I mean, I have so much to say about this stuff. We can't even talk about it all, and we'd only have a little bit of time. But what you said was really profound, Bill, about the property owner or property owned. I mean, go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, let's start off.
Then we'll get to Terry real quick.
When we get into the leaseholders, you know, you're gonna be a leaseholder, a CERB on your own farm that you own with, you know, your parents own, but now you don't own it anymore because the government controls it. And basically, you either own the property or you are the property and you're gonna be the government's property. Karl Marx wrote, abolition of private property is a must.
Well, that was the whole point of his complete Communist Manifesto. He said if you could sum up what it was all about in one sentence,
that was it.
Yeah. Abolition of private property.
Yeah. And abolition is basically annulment, cancellation, or extinction. Okay.
Yep.
So everybody understands that. John Adams stated that property is a must to be secured, or liberty cannot exist.
Without it.
And the environmentalists, those little organizations I said earlier, they're really counting on that they will not be fully, what their motive is and what they're trying to do won't be really fully revealed until it's done.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
with that, Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Bill, I just, I want to thank you, somebody who's an elected official for, standing up for the people. And I really want to thank you. And I know there's a lot of us out here that feel that way. This is great. This is great information. We need to get this out more to people so they understand what's going on. And, Mark, you hit the nail on the head. You know, this administration is doing things. They don't care how many of our boys they kill. They don't care how many innocent people they kill. They care about staying in power and reaching their socialist agenda.
Bingo.
I'm appalled. It's amazing to me. IRS is being thrown on the back burner, Benghazi on the back burner, Agenda 21 on the back burner. I can go on and on, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on that stuff, both of you.
Well, I want to say, too, that we've got a debt ceiling thing coming up, and it seems, and that's going to be another issue, is are they going to fund Obamacare? Are we going to raise the debt ceiling? And I bet you dollars to donuts that that's what's going on, which makes you wonder how many excuses can they come up with for not going after Benghazi, for not going after the IRS, for not for raising the debt ceiling, for funding Obamacare.
But if we go to war...
Then let's just forget about it.
Yeah, it all gets put back on the back burner.
Right. We'll just kill a few thousand of our boys, and we'll forget about all this other crap.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the thing is that, you know, as you look at all this smokescreen, I mean, it just isn't. I mean, is it just me and you and Bill and a few of us that this is appalling to? I mean, where's the American people on this thing? I realize that we're suppressed by the media, and there's more of us that think like this out there, whether it be the, you know, left side of the aisle or right side of the aisle. Point being, I mean, how much longer do we allow this to go on before we overturn this regime I've heard things about impeachment. I know that's a far-reaching thing, but gosh, we can defund this thing. I have a feeling that they'll pass the debt ceiling, though.
Yeah, I think so too. But I you know what I think? I'm studying Mark Levine stuff right now on the Liberty Amendments and so forth, and I've gotten through some of that. But I'll tell you what I think it's going to come down to, and I think what Madison said was absolutely correct. It's going to come down to state nullification, and what that means is not necessarily depending on our state elected officials. It means enough people in enough states say we're not doing it anymore. We're not paying you any more money. We're not paying our taxes. Whatever it is, but you get enough people across the board refusing to comply with civil disobedience, and all of a sudden they won't have enough manpower to stop it. And that's how we're going to end up, I believe, is everybody saying, no, we're not doing it, enough people across the board.
Yep. And it just on one issue.
On any of them.
We just have to stand up all together.
We just have to unite on one issue, and we want it to be a nonviolent thing, whether it's the Second Amendment, or whether it's Obamacare. We're not going to sign up for the exchanges, whatever it is. I'm not participating. And if you got, you know, 2/3 of the states, most of the people saying, I'm not participating, and that's where we're headed. It really is where we're headed. So, your thoughts, Bill?
Well, my thoughts are, I mean, what I would like to see, I'd like to see the churches get more involved in the issues that they need to be involved in. They're a really silent majority. I've always stated years ago that they need to be more political and they need to stand up for the rights. I'd like to see the people, and I got to say this one more time. Don't let the parties, okay, they're the same, the Republicans, the Democrats, don't let liberal and conservative get in your way. Don't let different religions get in your way. Don't let the fact that they try to, the black and the white thing, don't let that get in the way. We're all Americans. The color of our skin does not say we're not an American. We're all Americans.
Let me
we all need to participate and get into an area that they feel interested in, they have, they feel strong about, and you can start finding this stuff and then bring it to the attention. We got Common Core Education right here in Redding, California, okay? And the teachers aren't even really aware yet of what it really means.
Well, let me add to this too, and I'm going to probably see if I can remember to get this for next week, is I have a list of tyrannies, tendencies. And what that is, you know, they have several things that tyrants have to do to stay in power. One is keeping the people divided at whatever level it is, whether it's blacks against the whites, the gays against the straights, the Republicans against the Democrats, right against the left. See, that's the whole game there, and that's one of them. In order for those guys to stay in power, they can't have everybody unite and go, wait a minute.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying this. I mean, it needs to be that way. I mean, and you just reiterated it just a little different way. And those are the distinguishing factors that they're using to keep people off balance and to keep them active or keep their minds over in another area when they really need to be really concentrating on what's going on. I would concentrate on first local government, county government, and state government, and then I go in the federal. The federal is almost too big of a bite to take. You got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So start with the little areas and try to talk about them and get some interest in those areas and then work forward.
Yeah, and basically, we got a grow pair out there, guys. That's really what needs to happen here. We got to start getting some backbone out there, you know. I mean, it's not going to be a matter of just cowing down to the federal government and saying, oh, well, you know, don't put the lash on me, master. And that's what a lot of people are looking at. You know, you got, oh, well, you know, it's like the guy in the chat room, oh, that's a great idea. Did you file your taxes last year? Well, you know something? Yeah. Maybe you need to not unite and stand up for your principles,
yep.
Not just what the frickin' government tells you what to do there.
The truth and your principles. Have some morals and ethics out there.
Yeah, and maybe you need to have enough conviction in your principles to actually do something about it besides sitting in a chat room complaining or telling everybody else what they can't do.
Well, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head, Bill, when you talked about the churches. I mean, when you stop and think about 100 million people professing to be Christians, 30% of those register to vote, 30% of those end up voting. We've had a situation in California with gay marriage where the populace voted that down. They're still coming after that. We have a situation in California where we have a young girl who can get an abortion anytime she wants without checking in her parents. We have a situation in California with Obamacare that if you're a Christian or Catholic or whatever doctor and you do not want to perform an abortion now, you can't practice at that hospital. You have to do it. You have a situation now where if a guy feels like a girl in high school or all the way down to kindergarten, really, a guy can walk in and take a shower with the girls because he feels that way. He's a girl that day. He can go to the bathroom in their bathroom. He can play sports with them. I mean, we should all be really excited about our daughters, our high school granddaughters and daughters going in there and watching a boy take a shower with
her. We're out of time, Terry.
We're out of time, Terry.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I hate to cut you off, but we got 30 seconds left. We want to thank our guest. We want to thank you.
Now, one thing. Remember H.R. 1526, okay? It's in Congress, and they're trying to get it passed. And you guys need to call your congressmen, your senators, and everything else. H.R. 1526.
That'll government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Don't forget, Reading Tea Party on Monday night, 6 p.m., 2570 Bonneview. We have a movie and potluck this week.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Evidence from a reported chemical weapons attack in Syria is being analyzed at a lab in the Netherlands. Senators are hearing from officials at the White House today about options for dealing with it.
This kind of attack is a challenge to the world.
And President Obama appears ready to meet that challenge with force.
We cannot accept a world where women and children and innocent civilians are gassed on a terrible scale.
A four-page intelligence report, declassified, outlines the August 21st chemical weapons attack outside Damascus, laying full blame on the Assad regime. The president says he's still considering options, none of which include boots on the ground or a long-term campaign. And while members of Congress are being briefed, so far there's no indication the White House is seeking authorization from lawmakers. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
An earthquake and aftershock shake islands off Alaska.
That's on the far eastern end of the Aleutian chain. So it was pretty cool.